this dates to 2001, and this installation was created for the centenary of the Federation of Australia. So part of the network of projects that were done at the time of Federation Square as well. So the bell installation was designed by a sculptor, and his name is Anton Hassel. And there was an acoustic engineer, and there was a lighting designer, and then the bridge was done by some local architects called Swanee Draper. And they all worked together to kind of turn it into a linear experience and then the sound experience that went with it. There's apparently more than 100 compositions for these bells, and I also understand there's a website that you can go onto and compose your own if you're that way inclined, and put it in to say, I'd like my composition to be played. So there's 20 little bells, and they're up on the stands, you can see there, and then there's 13 large bells that are randomly placed. So the little bells are up on a grid, and then the big bells are 13 of them randomly placed amongst it. It's quite a beautiful piece. So it's known as the Field of Bells. And it's beautiful sculptural quality and quite an experience. Hamish and I were just talking, it's a slightly non-intuitive location for a bridge. You know, I'm sure, I don't know whether some of you have ever been here or even knew it was here. It's, so it's quite, it's a bit of a treasure. But it's possibly linked to future pathways.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's part of a future
network. Future vision.
Yep.
Yeah.